Rock of Ages and How Firm a Foundation, but I really prefer to sing From Every Stormy Wind That Blows, From Every Swelling Tide of Woes, 180 in the Christian Hymnary. You can stand. We'll sing one song and you can stretch out. There is a calm, a sure retreat. 'Tis found beneath the mercy seat. This song just drills down on the mercy seat. Yes. Oh, whither could we flee for aid when tempted, desolate, dismayed? Low, 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 from every stormy wind that blows, from
good morning and welcome to each one. It's good to see each one of you here this morning, each visitor, and Lena, darling, it's good to see you here again. It's been quite a while since I've seen you, so that's a real blessing. Thank you, Arthur, for picking that song. I felt like that was of God that you switched songs. It goes right along the lines of where I was going with, you know, with what the Lord laid on my heart. From every stormy wind that blows. And so I really appreciate that song. Thank you, Titus. Thank you, David, for sharing what the Lord laid on your heart as well. I feel like that is something that I get where you're coming from when you thought this is a simple thing. Like, how can you make anything out of it? But it really is. It's not as simple as we like to, or as much as we, it's not as simple as we think it is sometimes. It is a very, very important that we have a foundation in God. And I was reading, and I think it was in Hebrews, I forget which chapter it was, it said that the throne of God is, or the, how was that now, the righteousness and justice is the throne of God. I think it's to that, something to that. And so I think it's very important that we find ourselves walking in the path of Jesus and walking in his righteousness, and that we are surrendered to him. So thank you for that. I was very blessed with that. This morning, when I was praying about it, last week, and in the beginning of this week, and I was preparing to study, it popped into my head, and I think it was, you know, the Lord that brought it to me. Peace in the storm. So if you want to put a title to the meditation this morning, that would be the title that I would give it, is Peace in the Storm. You know, I don't know where each one of us find ourselves walking, what we find ourselves struggling with or wrestling with, trying to find our way. But are we finding peace in the storm? We can look at life as a storm. Are we weathering the storm well? And I wanted to turn over to Luke chapter 8. Reading Luke chapter 8, verse 22 through 25, and this here is the where Jesus and his disciples were crossing the lake or the water. Now it happened on a certain day that he got into a boat with his disciples, talking Jesus, and he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side of the lake." And they launched out, but as they sailed, he fell asleep, and a windstorm came down on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, "Master, Master, we are perishing." Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. But he said to them, "Where is your faith?" And they were afraid and marveled, saying to one another, "Who can this be? For he commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him." So we can see here that the disciples became very fearful. They looked around them, they looked at the storm that was battering the boat. And this seemingly, in their minds, their human minds, was going to destroy them. You know, they were going to probably all die. And then they look over and here's Jesus just peacefully sleeping. And I think that's who Jesus is. That's who our God is. He brings peace. He is peace. But I find it very interesting, and maybe an example or a lesson for me, for each one of us. You know, they were fearful, but where did they turn? You know, it doesn't really say if they were, I'm sure if there was water coming in, they were probably doing their human things, bailing water out and, you know, just blowing their energy because they thought they were going to drown. But they still, they turned to Jesus. And I believe that they knew of Jesus' love for them and that he cared for them. But where do we find ourselves when we are being faced with those things where we're feeling overwhelmed? Feeling like we're being destroyed, or we're going to be destroyed. Do we, like the disciples, when we're fearful or feeling overwhelmed, turn to Jesus, who is the giver of peace? So often, we just continue on this path of fretting and trying to figure out what we can do different. Or it's very simple. Just turn to Jesus. Ask Jesus. He's the giver of peace. I turn over to Matthew chapter 14. This is the account where, again, disciples were on the water, and Jesus had sent them ahead. So Matthew 14, I'm going to read verses 22 through 33. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there, but the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a ghost, and they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. So he said, Come. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, O ye of little faith, why did you doubt? And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, Truly, you are the Son of God. We can see here Peter getting all excited. You know, he's following Jesus. He wants to do whatever Jesus is doing. He's like, Jesus, if this is you, you know, let me walk on the water. But then he starts looking at the things. He starts looking at the waves around him. He starts looking at the things that are going to seemingly destroy him. And again, Jesus was right there. When Peter took his eyes off of Jesus, that's when he started, it was filled with fear. That's when he started to sink. Isn't that so much how it is for each one of us? Do we have our focus on God, first off? And if we do have our focus on God, and we take it off, that's when we're going to go down. That's when we're going to start sinking. That's when we're going to start fearing. And when we start fearing, that's when we lose our peace, the peace that God wants us to experience. And it seems like as humans, it seems like we tend to get distracted with whatever thing we are facing, whether it be big or whether it be small. Some of this, it's kind of appalling to myself how easily I can get distracted and forget the peace that God extends to each one of us if we're willing to open up ourselves to him and to ask of him to fill us with his spirit, to fill us with his peace. So it's very important that we keep our focus on God. The way to silence our fears is to just give them to God. And it's then at that point when we can surrender our fears, when we can surrender those things that are distracting us, those things that are taking our peace away. It's at that point that we can find peace in God, that peace that God wants to give us, that peace that God wants us to experience. And I don't know what those things are that might be stealing our peace or taking our peace away from us. I'm sure all of us experience different things at different levels. But maybe there's things in life that just don't make sense to us. There's things that we don't understand. That's okay. God can help us understand, maybe sometime, but maybe we won't ever. But it's a fact that even if we never come to a place of understanding, the thing that we're struggling with, there's one thing for sure, and that is that we can find peace in God. He will give us that peace. And that's where I think we need to, that's where it's very important that we give it to God, because when we start going on this goose chase, if you will, trying to figure out, trying to understand, trying to do this, trying to do that, there is not peace in that. But there's peace in surrendering that to God and asking him to help you to have a peace. Or maybe there's things that we are walking through. Maybe there's things that we see other people walking through that we can't change. Very likely. But are we willing? Are we willing to surrender that to God and to ask God to give us his peace? To trust God? And each one of us knows what we are struggling with, what we are struggling to find peace in. And I would just encourage each one of us to give whatever it is to God and to trust him. And we will come to a place of peace, a place of rest. Just like the disciples experience when they're out there on the sea. The storms come up, the winds seemingly going to destroy him. And then Jesus just peacefully sleeping there. They come and they ask Jesus, you know, save us. Or we're going to die. And he spoke to the wind. And it was calm. Jesus can speak the same peace to each one of us if we allow him to. Another thing that is very important to finding peace, and that is an open, free-flowing relationship with God. Do we have a relationship with God? Or what is our relationship with God like? Do we find ourselves constantly struggling against God? There's no peace in that. Or do we find ourselves in a place of surrendering to God? There is peace in surrender. Do we read God's Word daily? Do we make time or take time to read God's Word? There's also peace in reading God's Word. And that's something that I don't do enough of myself. Do we find ourselves, you know, trying to keep up with the news and whatever it might be? I think there's a great piece that we are missing when we're trying to follow that other stuff rather than looking into God's Word, God's will for us. We can have a peace just by just reading God's Word. We can find peace in knowing God, in knowing God's will, and knowing God's Word. I have a couple different scriptures here I'm going to read. You don't have to turn there if you don't want to. The first one I'm going to read is Philippians 4, 8 through 9. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is any praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. So we see here, digging into God's Word, seeking to understand it, following God's will, says the things which you have learned, things which we learn of God, or have received or heard, saw in me, do these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Turn over to Psalms 119. Verse 165. Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. Do we love God's Word? Do we love His ways? There's great peace in doing so. We see here also a stability, kind of back to David's Bible study. God's Word here is a foundation for us. It can bring us peace. And if we follow in God's ways and read His Word, it keeps us from stumbling. God's Word is truth, and we need to walk in it. John 16:33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So we are going to face things in this world. There's going to be things that we don't understand. There's going to be things that we struggle with. But in Christ, or in God, there's peace. Again, we see that peace there. And God has overcome the world. There's nothing that God cannot do for us. There's nothing that stands in God's way. Turn over to Proverbs 3, verses 1 through 2. Proverbs 3, verses 1 through 2. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Again, here we see that love of God's word. Seeking after God's word, seeking after God's ways, will bring length of days, long life, and peace. Isaiah 32. Isaiah 32, and I'm going to read verses 16 through 20. This is the peace, speaking of the peace of God's reign. Then justice will dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness remain in the fruitful field. The work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. My people will dwell in a peaceful habitation, in secure dwellings, and in quiet resting places. Though hail comes down on the forest, and the city is brought low in humiliation, blessed are you who sow beside all waters, who send out freely the feet of the ox and the donkey. So here, we see the peace of God that can reign in our hearts if we walk in the ways of righteousness. There will be peace. There is great peace, far beyond I think what we even comprehend, just in simply following God and doing His way, walking His ways, doing His will. Do we pray, or do we talk to God every day? Do we tell God, you know, the things that we are feeling, the things that we are feeling overwhelmed with, the things that we are struggling with? God wants to have that opened relationship, that open communication with us. I think we need to do that every day. We need to make time for that. Philippians 4. I read verses 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So again, we see that connection here. God wants to hear our requests. He wants to hear our supplications. If we can do that, I believe he will bring peace into our hearts. We don't need to struggle on our own. God is there, He's willing, and He wants to help us to walk in peace, no matter what we're facing. Turn over to Isaiah 26:3. Isaiah 26:3. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. We have, is our mind, are our minds stayed on Jesus Christ and what he's done for us, what he is, the way he has provided for us, the peace that he wants to bring to us. Do we trust God? Do we trust God to the point that we have or can find peace no matter what we are faced with? I know studying this was very much a challenge for me. You know, just so often some of the littlest things that we just really want to understand or we're struggling with, and we just beat ourselves up, we destroy ourselves. When we can have peace if we just give up. I know it's not easy for us as humans. We're so often are filled with pride. We just don't want to give up. We want to be the one on top. And that's not what it's about. It's about us having a relationship with God that we can experience a rest and a peace. God wants to go to battle for us. He will take care of us. And I think it's very important, you know, that connection and that relationship with God, that we keep that healthy. We need that foundation, David. Because there is someone out there that wants to destroy us, and he doesn't care how it is. The devil hates peace. He wants us to be confused. He doesn't want us to walk in truth. He wants us to be experiencing turmoil. And he'll go to any means to destroy us. And there's no peace to be had in the kingdom of the devil. But it's only in God's kingdom that we can find that peace and the rest. Turn to 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The devil doesn't care. He wants to destroy us. He wants to devour us. That's why it says here, be sober, be vigilant, and may I add, stay connected to God. Keep that open relationship flowing. Don't sit there in battle. Don't deprive yourself of peace that God wants to give you. Because when you continue battling and you're not finding a place of peace, that's just letting the gate open for the devil. And he will come in and he'll take advantage of that. It doesn't matter how old or how young you are. The devil will try to bind us in fear and distract us in any way he can to take peace that we have in God. In closing, I have two verses I'd like to read here. Well, the first one is in Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body. Do we allow the peace of God to rule in our hearts, or do we allow fear to rule our lives? It will destroy us. If we allow it, if we allow fear to rule us. And then the last last verse here is John 14:27, and I'm going to read it in the Amplified because I really liked how the Amplified put it. Peace I leave with you, my perfect peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. Let my perfect peace calm you in every circumstance and give you courage and strength for every challenge. Christ brings us that peace. He's offering that peace to us. Are we allowing, are we accepting that peace that God is wanting to give to us? Let's go forth from here and let's remember the devil is destruction, it's fear, it's turmoil, but God brings peace, and he brings healing, and he brings clarity to us if we open our hearts and we open our lives to him. God bless you.